Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin week 11 of the legislative session, the end game is becoming more clear. What's also clear is that we have a long way to go. So far this week, Montana Family Foundation will testify on 10 bills and work to shore up floor votes on several others. There are those who believe just because Republicans control both houses by large majorities, it's time to sit back and relax. Sadly, that's not the case. It is better this session than it has been in decades, but we're leaving nothing to chance. The good news at this point is that most of the bad bills that we were tracking are now dead. These include bills to add sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under Montana human rights law, a bill to force priests and pastors to disclose certain things revealed during counseling or confession, and the removal of a religious exemption from state control for Christian youth treatment facilities. That leaves a long list of good bills still working their way through the process. Yesterday, in House Education, we heard Senate Bill 99, a bill to allow parents to opt their children out of comprehensive sex education in the public schools. The bill would also ban abortion providers like Planned Parenthood from teaching sex education in our schools. The bill easily passed the Senate, and we're working hard for the same outcome in the House. Today, we'll hear three bills. Senate Bill 162 would stop the state from forcing churches to declare themselves as political committees when they address ballot issues of concern to the church. Senate Bill 271 would allow judicial candidates to announce any endorsements they may receive when running for office. This gets to the heart of the biggest problem with electing rather than appointing judges. No one knows who they are. In the case of Minnesota v. White, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that candidates for judgeships still have the right to speak freely, and people voting for judges have both the right and the responsibility to cast an informed vote. Senate Bill 271 is a very small step in the right direction. And third on the docket for today is Senate Bill 349, a bill clarifying that Christian health care sharing ministries are not insurance companies and are not subject to regulation by the state insurance commissioner. For years, these highly effective ministries have existed in legal limbo. House Bill 349 would declare once and for all that they are not insurance and can operate freely without state regulation. The bill is supported by the state insurance commissioner. The bill will be heard this afternoon in the House Health and Human Services Committee. Tomorrow is a huge lift by anyone's standards. We have five bills, all on the same day. We'll spend the morning in Senate Judiciary, where the Montana Family Foundation will go toe-to-toe with the ACLU. We'll argue House Bill 112 to ban biological boys from competing on girls' sports teams, followed by House Bill 427 to ban the use of irreversible surgeries to treat kids with gender dysphoria. After that, we'll argue two bills designed to stop the university system from trampling the First Amendment rights of students. House Bill 218, the Campus Free Speech Act, will stop Montana colleges and universities from imposing unconstitutional controlled speech policies. And House Bill 349 will once again guarantee the freedom of association on college campuses. We'll end the day in House Education testifying in favor of a bill to bring charter schools to Montana. As you can see, the legislative session is building to a crescendo. Please pray for our team as we fight to uphold religious liberty and common sense. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.